This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, November 1st. Okay, well, we got what we wanted as far as the bond market's concerned. Early in the morning, the Treasury financing was announced. It was $1.12 trillion. Economists are expecting $1.14 trillion. So Treasury yields started to moderate on that news. But the big news was the FOMC statement today, which essentially had lots of dovish comments. So yields are down across the board as far as treasuries are concerned. Now, what the Fed acknowledged is that the run-up in long-term rates is now weighing on economic activity, which means we're decelerating pretty fast. The Fed also acknowledges that inflation is still elevated, but in its best doublespeak, basically also admitted that inflation is cooling. So Wall Street has decided that the Fed is now done raising rates. So the pressure is now going to mount on them to cut rates, probably in 2024, but there'll be a minority that would like them to cut in December. We'll just see how many industries they kill by having high rates. And as an example of how they're hurting the economy and things have decelerated, I'm going to go straight to the ISM manufacturing report, and it's bad. I mean, to be totally honest with you, our manufacturing sector has been down for 12 straight months now. Okay, so there is no onshoring or economic manufacturing resurgence in America. There's building of factories, okay, but there's nothing going on in them yet, okay? So what ISM announced today is that its manufacturing index dropped to 46.7 October, down from 49 September. New orders dropped to 45.5. That's down super sharply from 49.7 in September. Also notable is the backlog of orders component was only 42.2. So anything below 50 signals a contraction. So we got new orders super weak. We've got backlog of orders even weaker. And we've got the overall coming down. Now, obviously the UAW strikes obviously probably impacted this. But, you know, we're decelerating. Interest rates did a number on the economy. So whether we look at the housing sector, whether we look at the automotive sector, anything that gets financed is weak. So the Fed really does not have to raise rates, okay? And economic growth is decelerating. And despite the third quarter, and of course a lot of our growth in the third quarter was inventory buildup, it was 1.3. A lot of it was our energy exports, which is still continuing. So, folks, I think we got what we wanted. Now the Fed is going to meet again in December. We would love for them to cut rates then, but they'll probably wait till the new year. And they'll be cutting rates because they don't want to have anything to do with the political debate in America. And they're going to be blamed for any and all problems. So that's good. And the other thing that's good is if you are a fixed income investor, and rates were rising, you were losing money. But now when rates start to go down, you can buy and you're going to make money if rates continue to fall. And that's going to be happening all next year. So all those poor bond investors are going to have capital appreciation in their bond portfolios as rates start to meander lower. So I'm really happy with this. I'm ecstatic. Now, as far as earnings are concerned, they're still coming out. They're still good. I'm not hitting 100%. But you know what, we're monitoring the situation very carefully. If a stock misses, I'll probably sell it on an uptick. There is some profit taking in companies that beat, but I'm not too worried about it. They usually bounce right back. But we are in the middle of earnings season, so let's let everything come out, and then I will reshuffle and fine-tune the portfolios as always. So that's it, everybody. So we've had great news from the Fed, great news from the refinancing. I want you to be happy. I don't want you to worry. And hopefully we'll get some follow through. And hopefully Jerome Powell, when he holds his press conference, will not open his mouth and insert his foot. Okay? I expect him to be very dovish, like the FOMC statement. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.